Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Daily Don't, where we give you helpful advice to navigate through this thing we call life without getting punched
in the nose.
I'm Ferocious.
And I'm Forever. And welcome to our show.
How have you been, Forever?
I've been okay. This has been a crazy week, but I'm doing good with the new year. How about you and your New Year's resolution? Do you have any information you want to tell me?
Any information I want to tell you?
Yeah.
I'm still...
Goals that I need to hold you accountable for?
And you are faithful to do just
I
that?
I will.
No, I mean, I think the year's off to a really good start. I'm maintaining the momentum from the end of last year. I'm keeping the weight that I lost in November and December off. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited to be starting the year off strong.
Well, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I started with you last year. I can't say that I have continued with that, but...
Oh, his grace is sufficient.
That's what they say.
It is. But let me tell you what you have not missed at the gym.
Okay.
Number one, you have not missed... I'm telling you, it looks like a Black Friday sale in there,
okay,
because the parking lot is ridiculous right now. Like, I drove over there the other day, could not find a parking spot, and I said, if it's this bad out here, it's going to be worse on the inside, and I drove off.
Oh no.
So I missed a day just because I had an attitude.
Okay, for one, you can't allow that to stop you from going to the gym. For me, I don't have a problem with people going to the gym. My thing is, don't post it on Facebook. Like you've been going for 2 days, and then you want the whole world to know and support you and be like, yes, sis, go, sis. No.
Are you talking about me?
No. No. For you, you've been consistent. But I guess for me, for like people with a new year, January 1st, everybody's just uploading pictures.
Right.
Like, I have a problem with that.
Right.
Let us see the results before you try to have us congratulate you.
Because, baby, them and these selfies, like, you are not working out if
you're
your face
not.
Is in the screen.
Right.
So.
And if your makeup looks like you just woke up and just beat your face,
right,
that's a problem for me.
Right. No, I did it as almost like an accountability thing to myself, that I posted it so that I would be able to say, okay, yes, I have gone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, you get feedback back from people, and
you
that's
do.
Great, but at the end of the day,
you have people commenting on your pictures saying that
I don't do a lot of pictures. Let me be clear about that.
Okay.
The majority is just a check-in, because I'm not the type, I don't like a lot of attention in that way.
Really?
You sound like you're surprised. I don't like a
well,
lot
just
of...
because I'm the opposite.
Okay. I don't like a lot of attention. I don't like a lot of attention about me working out. I don't even like a lot of attention in the gym. I just want to get in there and do what I need to do.
Yeah.
But you know, I do post and say that I'm there when I'm there, and I usually say something kind of crazy. Like, one day I was like, you know, I'm just here to check out the equipment for quality assurance purposes. Just kind of keep it light and fun, you know.
Right.
But it does inspire people, you know, especially when now the picture I did take was of that scale showing that at November 1st, I was at one particular weight.
Yeah.
And on November 30th, I was 10 pounds lighter. In 30 days. It was a big deal. And
So let me stop you right here. So what did you do exactly that, how in the world did you lose 10 pounds in 30 days?
I'm going to tell you.
Because
about-
again, I said I was on the same path that you were. And for some reason, I mean, I haven't seen anything.
I'm going to tell you in just a second.
Okay.
But let me tell you something else about this gym situation. This is the other thing that you have not missed in the gym.
Okay.
These people that are coming there smell like hot Cheetos.
Oh, no. When I can't.
And they haven't even worked out yet. They're just coming in,
and
those wings are already on fire. Hot wings.
Oh, no.
And I'm
no.
like, I can't even, how are you already lit?
Oh.
And you just got to the gym. Like,
oh,
some,
yeah.
There are some machines I won't even get on behind certain people because they've left, like,
okay, you can't do that.
That Rice-A-Roni San Francisco treat. One guy almost put me in an early grave in the locker room because I was trying to get dressed. And he literally, this will creep me out a little bit. He literally got on like both feet on the bench, like he was afraid of having his bare foot on the ground. But you afraid of soap and water too? How does that even work?
Wait. Didn't you say something like he took all his clothes off?
He took all his clothes off.
Was his back hairy though?
No, everything was hairy. I should even know that. I didn't even. Right. Ugh, okay. Subject change.
Okay, please do.
How's your baby? How's Shasha?
She's so good. She's hilarious. So yesterday I was actually reading her a devotional.
Come on, devotional.
Godly mom. Yes, that's what I am. No, but I was reading her a devotional and it talked about the fruits of the spirit. She was like, oh my. I was like, so Shiloh, what does this mean to you? She was like, oh, well, the fruits of the spirit, mom. It's the fruit. It's orange. This is going to be the year of peace. And she said, oh my God. And in 2019, this is going to be, it's red, the year of self-awareness and love. And I was like,
what school of the prophets did she go to? And she goes, this next year is going to be the year of the watermelon. It's going to be seedless, said the Lord. You're not going to have to spit out seeds in 2018 because I've already taken them out.
She's a little prophetic. I'm speaking it right
she's
now.
She's hilarious. I love her.
How are your kids?
They need a little bit more Jesus.
Okay.
No, they're doing good. They're getting old. Like, my son will be 14 in February, and my daughter will be 12 in April. And it is just.
And you don't look like you could have children that age.
That's just the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Okay. It is. And you in that gym.
And good jeans.
There we go.
Yes. I got it from my mama. And my dad.
Okay.
They both are cute.
Okay. I need to see them.
Right. They are cute. Okay. But back to what we were going to be talking about today, because you brought up a good point about what I did, how I was able to take the 10 pounds off. Whereas in your case, you may not have experienced the level of success that you had desired. And that kind of brings me to something I really want to talk to our listening audience about. With this being the top of the year, there are no shortages of New Year's resolutions.
Right.
Like, everybody's like, my New Year's resolution is this and that, and this year is the year for me, and the year of manifestation, and I'm going to be different, right. And I'm, you know, all this stuff. And one of the things I notice is that everybody is setting goals for all these different things. I happen to be reading something towards the end of last year that talked about the difference between goals and mission that really, for me, has been transformative. And it pretty much just follows the thought that when we set goals, and I'm not saying that there aren't people that can set goals and they not accomplish the goals, but for the vast majority of us, we set goals, but there is so much space between where we are and where we desire to be that we lose our motivation, lose the strength and the faith. It's so much easier for other people's opinions and perceptions of our goals to come in and try to hinder what it is that we're wanting to do. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I found to be very challenging is to have that much space between where you are and where you want to be doesn't always feed and fuel you in a way that helps you to get where you're trying to go. And the notion behind the goal versus the mission is that the mission still has the qualities and the attributes of a goal, except when you are dealing with a mission, there's something that's a little bit more concrete and certain.
Correct.
With a mission. When I say I'm on a mission, like I didn't say I have a goal to lose 10 pounds. I said I'm on a mission, or my mission is to lose 10 pounds. Yes, I had a deadline that by November 30th, yes, even with Thanksgiving included,
yes,
by November 30th, I was going to do this. It was the fact that goal embedded in my mission allowed me to be able to take a bite of that every single day.
Right.
I was much more cognizant of what my progress looked like. And even if I had days that I may not have had as much success, that mission continued to help keep me focused and keep me driven and keep me inspired to continue to persevere. And I wasn't really so much worried about the progress, but it was almost kind of like progress was pushing me. And so
it's almost as if your why was bigger than your day to day.
Okay, exactly. My why was bigger than my what.
Yes.
Because when you think about a what, that's like a goal. What is your goal?
Right.
But your mission is why. Why are you doing this? Why are you sacrificing? Why are you investing? Why are you pursuing? Mm-hmm. Just like you, I think, mentioned one time before about like the way different organizations,
yes,
and companies, they have mission statements,
yes,
And that mission statement is a governing statement that helps to explain why we exist or why we do what we do. And we need to adopt that in our individual, our personal lives. We need to adopt a personal mission for whatever.
And that's so good, because I think a lot of times that is almost allowing us to hold ourselves accountable. Mm-hmm. I think as companies, and we want, we have, it's almost as if we feel like it's okay for them to have a mission, but for us, it's not the norm. So right. I think for us, we almost say, okay, I'll do a goal because I can't hold myself accountable to that mission.
Mm-hmm. And we let ourselves off the hook way too easily when it comes down to goals. It's like, okay, well, I didn't reach my goal, but I'll just set a new goal. Well, no, don't set a new goal.
Right.
Cancel the first goal and make that a mission, and let that thing wake you up and let that thing push you. Because a lot of times when it's your mission, it fuels you in a way that causes you to go past the limits that you set on yourself. Like the times that you're tired, or the times that you don't feel like, or the times that you want to do the opposite of what you need to be doing. When you keep hearing that mission on the back end saying, well, this is what you got up to do this morning. This is what really matters to you. Mm-hmm. That thing will speak to you. Goals are waiting on you, but that mission will speak to you.
Right. It's almost as if it becomes your identity.
Yes. Yes, that's absolutely.
Good. That's good.
Look, I'm gonna energize all over again. So when I'm looking at 2018, I'm asking God, what is my mission? What is your mission for me? What do you want me to accomplish? What do you want me to pursue? What do you want me to apprehend?
Exactly.
And I hope that this is something that we all can do. I really would like to hear back even from our listening audience at some point. Tell us if you're willing to take this challenge of going from goal setting to being mission minded. Take the next 30 days and try to put this into practice in your daily life. And let us know how it's transforming and changing your approach to the things that you desire to accomplish.
And again, I don't want the listeners to think like, okay, I've been setting goals. I no longer can set goals. Now it's only mission. I want them to know that the mission is important, but the goals need to align with that. So I don't want them thinking like, okay, I can't set goals anymore. It's only mission.
Mm-hmm.
Because the goals are as important, if you have that mission, that's going to keep you going longer than your goals will.
Your goal in the mission.
Exactly.
Hide
your goal in the mission. That's
absolutely good. Because the goal gives you your destination, but the mission gives you the fuel to be able to reach that destination. That's the difference. Didn't I just say a word? We just saved a life.
We saved a life.
Testimony service is open to those that would want to testify. We save lives. Okay, I feel good. Let's listen to some music.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so now it's time for our question of the day. Are you ready?
Question of the day. Okay,
I think I'm ready. And this is also for the listeners too. So I know Anthony's going to give us his answer, but I really want you guys to sit and reflect to see if this is something that... answer the question.
My answer will probably be wrong. So
No. There's no wrong or right answer. Okay, so do you think you have much impact on the lives of people whose paths you cross? Has anyone over a short period of time significantly influenced your life?
Yeah, that questions of the day? Or question? Okay, so
actually questions.
Okay, what's the first question again?
So do you think you have much impact on the lives of people whose paths you cross?
Yes, I would say. I think that I have.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Has anyone over a short period of time significantly influenced your life?
Jesus. I'm trying to think like who.
Has anyone over a short period of time?
Over a short period of time significantly influenced
your life.
I
can't think of anybody. Other than myself.
You certainly have impacted my life.
It's an influenced.
Okay,
been influenced.
I think you've influenced me. That's true.
Torchies, I've helped you in Torchies.
I don't know if that's something that you should be proud of, that I'm addicted and I have to go to Torchies once a week.
Not once.
This, just because of that, this episode is sponsored.
Oh, yes.
It should be sponsored by Torchies.
It should be.
Listen, this episode, by virtue of just because we say so, is being brought to you by Torchies. I don't know if you even have a Torchies where you live, but if you don't, you need to come to Dallas, Austin, somewhere, and get your...
Oh, my God. It's heaven.
...complete life.
And the thing is, Anthony had never... Oh, he had been to Torchies, but he had never tasted their queso.
I hadn't been until you said something about it, period. Like, I had never been.
And he's never been. Now, the fact that right when I told him, he didn't trust me.
I was a food snob.
He was ferocious. He's a little bougie. So, he loves to eat at nice, cute places. And so I told him about Torgy's. He had seen it. He wanted to pass by it. Well, finally, he went and he tasted the queso. And that queso, listen, did it change your world?
Listen, Linda. Listen. You're not listening. Linda. Listen to me. Linda. Wait, what about the question? Okay, so do you feel like you've influenced anybody?
Definitely.
People's lives are changed because of you. For the better.
Right. For the better, I don't know. No, I would say I have. I feel like I've impacted people's lives too. I mean, I'm a counselor to everybody that I meet.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Unless you're out of gas.
Right. And I'm like, oh.
And they're still pulling up
right,
at the pump.
Right, right. And I go into a coma for like 2 days.
I have nothing. Okay, so the question to you guys, I want you to reflect on this today is, have you been influential in someone's life?
Mm-hmm.
And then the last part of that question again was what? Who's been influential in your life?
Right, and then do you think you have an impact on the lives of people whose path that you cross?
And the reality is we all have an impact on the lives of the people whose lives we cross. The question is what type of impact,
exactly.
What type of influence that we make. So even part of the heart of this show is to make sure that we make a positive impact. We may make that using levity and humor, and spirituality, just knowledge and foolishness all mixed in together. But the ultimate goal is that we're able to help people be better, do better, live better.
Mm-hmm.
When I get your tail punched in the nose.
Right.
I think that's it. You ready to go?
I love it.
All
Goodbye.
Right, let's go. See you again.